Hey everyone, this is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas with another Fish as a Man video broadcast. And it's good to be here this evening. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the days of Lot. And the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Lot. And we're going to be talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to be talking about sodomy. And we're going to just be taking, really just taking a look at what Scripture says. And at the end, we're going to just sort of apply it to our days and what's going on in our nation today. So, with that said, before we begin, if anybody has any prayer requests, feel free to, you know, put them in the comments, or for those of you on YouTube tuning in, if you have any prayer requests, you can, if you feel comfortable, feel free to put your prayer requests in the comments, I'll get those. I'll just kind of check up on that to see if there are any. I guess prayer request for me is if you can keep me in prayer. I don't really have a, just pray for God's, just leading and guidance on this. There's a lot of information in the Word of God, and just so if you could pray for me on the message this evening, pray for me, pray for the ministry, pray that God will just take it and use it according to His will and purpose. And, let's see, what else? If you could pray for me, I have a couple of unspoken requests, if you can kind of pray for me on those. Also, if you can keep, we have a, let's take a look at some prayer requests if we have any here. Brother Joey, I know he wants prayer for, just, he's got pain and stuff like that, so if you pray for Brother Joey, pray that God will just touch and heal him and comfort him. And I think there is another prayer request. I'm not even sure if Brother Joey is wanting me to mention this or not. But just to be safe and sorry, there is another prayer request he has. I'm just going to leave it as kind of an unspoken. The Lord knows. And if you do know what it is, feel free to pray for him on that. But keep Brother... Brother Joey in prayer. let's see, what else? Let's see. I think that's going to be it for prayer requests. And so I think that's going to be it for prayer requests. Again, if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to, you know, if you feel comfortable, please feel free to share them. And if you'd like... If you'd like your prayer request to be heard on the broadcasts, you know, if you have a way to message me, do it. If not, I'll be more than happy to give you that information to where you can reach me. And we'll sort of just go from there. Amen. So, but it's important to keep our brothers and sisters in prayer. Let's keep our loved ones in prayer. We need to keep our nation in prayer. We are really just in big trouble right now, it seems like. Just things that are being pushed right now. We need to keep our nation in prayer. Because things are not looking very good. If you want to talk economic sense, yeah, sure, that might be great and all. But let's look at it from a spiritual aspect. And where we're sitting spiritually is not looking good at all. All right, so let's keep our nation in prayer. Pray that, hopefully God will intervene and maybe just throw a monkey wrench in things. To kind of stall it for a little bit, but, you know, just pray that, you know, stuff like that, you know, there, pray that, you know, that there will be stuff that can be reversed and turn around. Amen. Let's see here. What else? I think that's going to be it for prayer requests. Let's take a look at... Let's see, do I have any announcements? Other than the fact that Valentine's Day is coming up, I really don't have any announcements that I'm aware of. Yes, I think we're going to be good there. Let's take a look at the news. Let's see if there's anything to report for the news. There's a lot of things in the news, but now I think we're going to not do the news tonight. Okay, so the topic of du jour, or the topic of the day, is the days of Lot. And this message is going to be... I hate to use the word graphic, but let's put it this way. If there might be some things in this message that you may not want your youngins to hear, and if that's the case, if I can ask anyone and everyone, if you have younger ones that you don't want them hearing about it, if you can have them go to a different room for a while. And this is going to be kind of a message that needs to be said, and there's going to be things that you have to be mindful of and probably not suitable for a young child's mind. So with that, if you have any young ones, young grandkids or kids, you know, send them out to a different room, have them play or whatever, you know, just kind of send them out for a while. And we're going to be getting into some stuff tonight that needs to be said. And there's some stuff that If there's trouble coming, we need to blow the horn, okay? And we need to understand that there are some things that are just, that need to be said. And I'm going to try to keep it as PG-13 if I can. I'm going to try to not get too graphic. Let's put it that way. I'm going to try to not get too graphic. But some things just need to be said. Okay, so that's kind of a disclaimer. If it's not graphic, if you think it's not graphic and stuff, then praise the Lord, hallelujah, then we'll leave it at that. But just better safe than sorry. If you have any kids that you probably don't want them hearing about this yet, then I'd have them go somewhere else and go someone else. Go to a different room for the meantime, because we're going to be talking about sodomy. I'm going to be mentioning briefly a little bit about pedophilia, as well as some of the stuff that is going on in our days. And it's not, you know, I just want to be sure that if it's something that you don't want your kids hearing right now, then it's best for them to leave. So, with that said, let's go ahead and get started. If you have your Bibles, if you have your King James Bibles with you, turn with me to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And we're going to start in verse 26. It says, And as it was in the days of Noe, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until that the day that Noe entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Okay, so today we're going to be focusing on in the days of Lot. Now, in the days of Lot, we see that Lot had escaped to a place. He kind of left Abraham and went to a place called Sodom. And Sodom was a very, very wicked city. Okay? And they were doing things that were not needful. And, you know, you had basically sodomites. You had two men and two women together thinking, you know, that they could be together. You had probably sodomite marriage going on in that city. You had things that were very unnatural. Man lying with man and woman lying with woman. And we see from Scripture that it is an abomination. If we take a look here in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. And so we see from the book of Leviticus that to lie with mankind as with womankind, it is an abomination unto God. Okay? So what does that mean? Well, it's if you have a man and a man getting at it, like as if you have two men together having sodomite relations, or two women together and sodomite relations, God says that it is a abomination. Okay? It's an abomination. And God does not like that. Alright? So, if we also look in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, it says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Okay, so God takes sodomy very, very seriously. Okay? Now, let's take a look here. You know, it's really interesting, okay? When you type in the word mankind in the Pure Bible Search software, mankind is found six times. Think about that, okay? Let's think about that number, six, okay? We see that the mark of the beast is 666. It is the number of a beast as well as a number of a man. Amen? So we see that mankind is mentioned six times in your King James Bibles. Okay? Now, let's go down to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Okay? It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abuses of themselves with mankind. Do you know what effeminate means? Do you know what that means? It means a man dressed as a woman. That's effeminate. That is an abomination, and they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. It's, again, going back up to Leviticus 18:22. Okay? This is talking about sodomites. Okay? It is talking about sodomites. Sodomites will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not. Except, save, if those sodomites repent of their sin, they repent, turn away from their wicked abominations, and turn to Christ Jesus, they'll be saved. Because remember, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me tell you something, okay? Now you might ask yourself, well, can a sodomite be saved? The answer to that is yes, they can be saved. I can't remember who it was, but there was a tract that was done, and it was about a sodomite man. Well, it kind of goes through his testimony, and what you find out is that this man who was a sodomite came out of sodomy, came to know Jesus Christ, his personal Lord and Savior, and he's married to a woman. And they have kids. So, of course, it is possible for a sodomite to leave their ways and come to Christ. Amen? But they have to forsake that. Now, they may not forsake it right away, but they have to acknowledge that they need Christ. And they have to acknowledge that if you're going to follow Christ, there are going to be things you're going to have to give up. And one of them being sodomy. Okay, so we see that they can be saved. But if a sodomite dies as a sodomite, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. They won't. Because, you know, they've rejected Christ, they've died in their sin, and they haven't repented. Okay? So, sodomites, without turning away unto Christ, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, you can get mad at me if you want, but this is what the Bible says. Okay? The Bible makes it very clear. And if you want to label me as a bigot or someone that has hate speech, by all means, be my guest. But if you do that, just know you're not doing it to me. You're doing it to Christ. You're saying that Christ has hate speech. And Christ is love. Jesus Christ is love. So to accuse Christ of hate speech, and don't get me wrong, Christ, the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hate the sin of sodomy, but they love the person. But he loves the person. And he died for you. He died for me. He died for the sins of the whole world. Okay, so let's not forget that. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Let me tell you something. Sodomy defiles, and sodomy is contrary to sound doctrine. It is. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Sodomy is contrary to the Word of God. Now you might say, well, Jesus never spoke of sodomy, so it must be okay. Actually, in a way, Jesus did speak on sodomy, just not in a direct way. Okay? Jesus said that for this reason shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and the twain shall be one flesh. Right there, Jesus is telling you what marriage really is. Marriage is between one man and one woman. And the reason why God puts it that, and will never change it, is because it takes one man and one woman to have a child. And that one man and that one woman become the one flesh through their child. Two men and two women cannot procreate and have a child naturally. They can't. They can only adopt. So you see that two men and two women cannot be one flesh. They can't. It's not possible. And man is trying to make it possible, but man is confusing things. Okay? Man is confusing things and confusing God's order. Amen? So let's keep things simple. Let's think Bible. Let's do what the Bible says. Let's take the Word of God as it is and believe on it. Let's not complicate things. Amen? Now, so, we see that the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Lot. Now, let's take a look at the days of Lot. And let's go ahead, and if you have, turn with me to the book of Genesis. Okay, the book of Genesis. And we're going to read Genesis 19. And we're going to read starting in verse 1. Okay? We're just going to kind of read through 19 and just kind of get a feel of what the days of Lot were. All right. So, it says, and there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. Now let's stop right there for a second here, okay? So, in the days of Sodom, we see that there was both old and young. You know what that tells me? That tells me that there is some pedophilia going on. In the days of Lot, there was pedophilia going on. And pedophilia, I'm going to try to figure out a way to say this. But basically, pedophilia is abusing an innocent child. That's essentially what pedophilia is. And pedophilia is sick, disgusting, wrong. It's an abomination. God hates that. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at what Jesus says. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, it says, But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. In Mark chapter 9, verse 42, Jesus says, And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. In Luke chapter 17, verse 2, it says, If it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend of these little ones. Okay. Jesus cares for the little children. The Lord Jesus Christ loves the little children. He loves these young, innocent kids. And he doesn't want anyone violating their innocence. And in pedophilia, that's what you get. You get people who are sick and perverted in the mind, taking away the innocence of a young child. And Jesus says it would be better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck and cast into a sea that he should offend one of those little ones. Jesus Christ loves the little children. He loves the young, innocent kids. He says that we're to become like a child. You know why? Because a child is very precious in his sight. It is. A child is very precious in his sight. A child is a gift that God gives. And how dare people try to violate and take their innocency away? God will not tolerate that. Okay, and let me tell you something. That's what was going on in Sodom. Because you see that it was both young and old. And you want to know something? It's going on in our nation today. Whether you realize it or not, it's going on. And we need to put an end to this nonsense. We need to put an end to pedophilia in this nation. We do. Because he's not gonna tolerate it much longer. I mean, he will never tolerate it. But God is very upset about what's going on with our nation and the sick, perverted stuff that's going on in our nation. Take a look at what they did with the Super Bowl halftime show. It was nothing but perversion. And parents who allow their kids to watch that smut because it's the Super Bowl halftime show should be ashamed of themselves. that smut should not be seen by anybody. Parents, you need to guard your kids at what they watch. You need to guard. You need to be on guard with what your kids watch. And it's already, it's bad enough that they did that. It's worse when they start doing these mock crucifixions, mocking Christ and what he did at the cross. It's not right. It's not right, people. It is not right. It's wrong. It's perverted. It's sick. It's an abomination. Let's think soberly. Let's not bury our heads in the sand like a bunch of ostriches thinking that everything is fine. Okay? Let's use God gave us a brain, let's use it and let's protect our kids. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them unto us that we may know them. I want to stop right there. You know what's really interesting about that verse? It's as if the Sodomites in Sodom, that it's just humans just wasn't enough for them. It was as if humans were not enough. They wanted more. So they wanted to try to sodomize these two angels. I got a question for you guys. Do you think it's possible that mankind will eventually get to a point where they don't want to fornicate with humans anymore? They want to fornicate with devils, fallen angels. Think about it. That's what happened in the days of Noah. The sons of God came in onto the daughters of men. And the sons of God are fallen angels. Fallen angels. Not all the sons of God. Now, let me make something clear. Not every single son of God is a fallen angel. Okay, but the sons of God in general are angels. But in that context, it's talking about fallen angels. And these fallen angels went in into human women. And those women bore a hybrid offspring, part human, part alien. They were giants called Nephilim. Okay? Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. It says, whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Let me tell you something. Iron, I believe, is representing the iron kingdom, the fourth kingdom, the satanic kingdom. Clay is us. We were made from the dust of the earth. And let me tell you something. Shall not cleave one to another. What did Jesus say? He said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to whom? His wife. And the twain shall become one flesh. You see that word cleave here with the iron and the clay. They shall not cleave to one another. Wow, isn't that interesting? All right. Now, and Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as good in your eyes, and only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at that door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. So what happened was, these angels pulled Lot in and shut the door. Once that door shut, these angels smote every Sodomite out there with blindness. And they were trying to find the door, and they couldn't find it because they were blind. It says they wearied themselves to find the door. They couldn't find it. When you're wearied, you're weak, you're tired. They were tiring themselves trying to find the door, and they couldn't find it. And the men said unto Lot, haste thou here, any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whosoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons and sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you up out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Let me tell you something. God was getting ready to rain fire and brimstone upon Sodom. Sodom was a very wicked city, and God judged it. You know what God did? He rained fire and brimstone upon that city and completely wiped them off the face of the earth. That didn't exist anymore. Okay? And while he lingered, men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that as he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. And thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto. It is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing, also that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zohar. So we see that these two angels had told Lot to get out of Sodom, to get out of there, because God was going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah. But the angel said, we can't do anything till you leave. And as we will read, That is what he and his family did, except his wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. The sun was risen up the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and behold, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. So we see that Lot didn't want to go up to the mountains because he didn't want to die. He fled to Zoar, and him and Zoar, he was afraid, so he left and went to the mountains as the angels commanded him. But Lot's wife disobeyed and looked back. You know, it reminds me of something what Jesus said. Those who put their hand to the plow and look back is unfit for the kingdom of God. If I can find it here. Whoops, I gotta find it here. Here we go. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. It says, "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." You see, we could learn a lesson from that. We ought not to look back. We ought to look forward. Amen. We can't look back while we put our hand to the plow, because we will be unfit. We would be unfit to for the kingdom of God. We need to look forward. We have to look back. So, here's the thing. Okay, it's going to be a long closing thing here, but I want to just kind of talk to you guys about a few things here. As many of you may or may not know, okay, President Trump he nominated a supposedly openly gay conservative to the federal appeals court. Okay? There's a problem with that. Number one, I don't really see how a sodomite can be conservative. They can say they're conservative. They can say they're liberal. But conservatism and liberalism, anybody can say anything. Talk is cheap, is what people would say. Okay? But what's interesting is this man, who's openly a sodomite, is normalizing sodomy. How normal it is. And it's just part of everyday life. But if you read in Leviticus, God calls it an abomination. And let me tell you something. Okay? God is giving America a space to repent. Okay? I don't want to sound mean. I don't want to sound mean-spirited. But let me tell you what the consequences are going to be. If America doesn't repent of its sodomy and all the sodomites running around in the land, if America doesn't repent and turn back to God, God is going to eventually destroy America. And America will probably be very unrecognizable. And we have a huge problem in this nation. We actually have many problems in this nation. We have a Jesuit problem. We have a Illuminati problem. We have a Freemasonic problem. We have a Babylonian problem. We have major issues. We have a sodomite problem. All these things spiritually are problems that we need to fix and get right. Oh, Brandon, that's just harsh. That's mean. I don't like what you said. You're just being hateful. Well, no, I'm not. If America doesn't repent and turn to God, and if America doesn't realize, if America does not realize her need for God, God will judge. God will judge America. And let me tell you something about, there's a couple sins that are mentioned, but a couple of the biggest sins, the end time sins, I want to share with you guys, okay? Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. There's two biggies that we're starting to see our nation come to. Fornication, whether it be physical, whether it be man and woman fornicating, or whether it be sodomy, or whether it be spiritual-wise, worshiping idols. Worship idolatry is spiritual fornication. But how many of you know what sorceries are? Sorceries is drugs, LSD, meth. Mind-altering drugs. We call that chemical sorcery, and God is not for that. God is very much against chemical sorcery, fornication. Obviously, we see that murderers is one of them, and thefts. But the two biggies are sorceries and fornication. The two biggies. Okay? Now, I'm going to close with this, and then we'll kind of wrap it up here and call it a night. Let's go to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 18. Actually, let's see here. I think it's Revelation 17. Maybe it's 18. I can't remember here. Let me see. I'm sorry, guys. I wish I had prepared something a little bit more than I did, but let me just see if I can find it. Actually, let's do 18, because I think that might be it. Revelation 18, starting verse 1, it says, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth were waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." Let me tell you something, folks. That could be the result of America if we don't repent of our fornication, if we don't repent of our sodomy, if we don't repent of all of our sins and come back to God, we will be what we just read in Revelation chapter 18. Now, think of it as you may. Okay? You could think that I'm evil and just cruel and mean and mean-spirited and just not nice and all that stuff. That's fine. You could say that all you want. I really don't care. My job is not to please people. My job is not to sugarcoat the truth. My job is to preach the truth as it is. And I'm going to tell you something. If we don't get right as a nation, we will be judged. And we will be judged severely. Okay? Now, with that said, if there's anyone watching, you may know someone that is a sodomite. You may be a sodomite yourself. Okay? Let me give you some encouragement. God, Christ, died for your sin. You don't have to live that way anymore. You don't have to live a sodomite lifestyle. You can live a pure and holy life. You can. But I'm going to tell you something. Living a holy life is not easy. Okay? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, okay? I'm trying to tell the truth as it is. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, let me tell you that God is wanting to give you a very good gift. It's a very expensive gift, but He's wanting to freely give it to you if you will surrender your life to Christ and recognize your need for Him and your need for a Savior. If you can recognize your need for a Savior, then all you need to do is go to Him. Repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. Ask Him to wash you and cleanse you. Ask Him into your heart and life. But most importantly, putting your faith and trust in Him and what He did for you at the cross. Now, I will tell you is that if you choose to give your life to Christ, there will be things you will have to give up because you will not be your own. And you are not. You're not your own. But you will be Christ's. And therefore, there will be things that you will have to give up. Amen. Salvation is not complicated. It's very simple. But are you willing to recognize your need for Him? Amen. Listen, guys, I love you. I care about you. Okay, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't have talked about this. But we have to understand is that this needs to be said, whether people want to hear it or not. It needs to be said. Amen. I'm not trying to pick on anyone. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to do what the Lord wants me to teach and preach. I'm trying to just preach the whole counsel. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, you know, talking about sin is going to ruffle some feathers. Okay? It's going to ruffle some feathers. And people are going to probably get very offended. But there's always going to be people who will be offended at the truth. Amen? So with that said, that is going to be it for now. I do actually have some announcements. I do have an announcement I want to make. And as you know, I am trying to do a daily Bible reading. Trying to do it every day if I can. The objective is to read the whole Bible live on video. Like I'm kind of like, you know, it's not a preaching video. It's just me reading the Bible. And what I want to try to do is to read the whole Bible and have it put on YouTube and sermon audio so the whole Bible can be heard online. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Okay? It was something I kind of wanted to do. It was just something I wanted to do, and I kind of just started it randomly. And we are actually on Leviticus chapter. Let's take a look at here real quick. We are on Leviticus 13. Okay, so I'm not going to do one tonight. I'll probably do one tomorrow. So if you can tune in for that, Going to be starting from Leviticus 13. And we're just going to work our way through the entire Bible so that people can have access to listening to the Word of God. It's not preaching videos. It's not commentary of the Bible. It's just me reading. Amen? So with that said, that's going to be it for tonight. I love you guys. God bless you. You have a great night. And we'll catch you later. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.